Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here doing my thing, always at the anchor desk, and Mr. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass producing. But today he's got a slightly different job. He doesn't have to welcome a guest on the news line and put him on hold because, for the first time in about a year and a quarter, we have a Sunrise guest in the studio. I think it was March of last year, Joanne Troutman came in.
Ah.
Short-timer Joanne, we call her now, came in. And that was about it. After that, she came in to talk about what some of the impacts of the pandemic would be in the weeks ahead from the United Way's perspective. And, of course, everything else kind of grew out of that. But I am so glad to say that a guest is back in the studio, and we'll start the process of having guests back in the studio, and founder and publisher of Susquehanna Life magazine, and one of the co-creators of the Susquehanna Out Loud podcast, which calls a lot of attention to the magazine, but really is just a great standalone podcast with great guests on it and good excerpts of interviews in and of itself from Peterson Descano. Erica Shames is here. Welcome on board.
Well, thank you. I had no idea when I accepted your invitation that I would be the first back in the studio, so that's very cool.
Well, Joanne Troutman over a year ago, and then Gene Yaw from time to time, who just stops in without telling us he's coming. So, not for Sunrise, for On the Marks. So.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, welcome aboard, and all the plastic is down. Joe McGranahan's tent is down, and the big plexiglass barrier to keep us away from Gene Yaw. Nothing to do with politics, all about air. is gone, so all that's gone. But yeah, and you see the video cameras. We're going to be producing a live stream video broadcast of the On the Mark show.
Oh,
so that'll be
idea.
Coming up. Yeah,
yeah.
So, well, welcome aboard. Give me your thoughts as we step out of this pandemic. We'll talk about the podcast and the magazine in a moment, but you've been such a keen observer of our valley in the last year and the world. I mean, you go to other places too from time to time.
Yeah, picking up on our previous conversation, my husband and I spent the weekend in Manhattan, and it's just kind of interesting to see how they are navigating this quote-unquote post-pandemic, if you want to call it that. And, you know, there's still relatively strict rules in place. I mean, when you ride the subway, you need to wear your mask, and everybody does it. When you enter some stores, sometimes it's one person at a time, and you see people patiently waiting outside, and everyone wears their mask.
Ready
and it's
to
just
go in.
It's just wonderful, because in a way, things are opened up. You know, we went to a street festival, and there were tons of people there, and some people wear their masks outside, and some people don't. So, I don't know. They're kind of using an intelligent approach to a post-pandemic world that feels really safe, even though it's a huge city with, you know, many, many people. My husband joked that we had seen more people in one day on the subway than we'd seen in the past year and a half. So that was definitely true. But in a way, we felt okay because everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing. So that was kind of neat.
And mask wearing around here, less common.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you go in a grocery store, I still wear my mask, you know, if only to be a role model for little kids, you know. I just, you know, I feel safer being a little more cautious or a little more conservative, even though I'm fully vaccinated. I don't know. We don't totally know where this is headed. As you pointed out, it's not going to be as severe if it comes back in any numbers. But still, I want to err on the side of being a little more cautious.
Well, and as always, and if you stick around till after 8:30 when we do the On the Mark, one of our listeners will say, well, thank you so much, Erica. We really appreciate that. You're setting a great example, and it's just sound post-pandemic policy. But at the same time, one of our other listeners yelled out, oh, Erica, the science doesn't support it. Don't get a vaccine.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So all that continues. Okay. All right. So we are certainly at a milestone with you back in the studio. So thank you so much for being that person. We'll post some pictures on social media and WKOK.com later today to let folks in. Thanks for dressing up for it. I appreciate that.
Stepping out.
Just lucky me, I guess. Okay, so restoration and renewal, the theme of this magazine.
Yeah, and how astute of you to pick up on that. You know, we always like to infuse some history and some insights into things that were and perhaps are no longer. So, more specifically, this railroad, the East Broadtop Railroad, and this wonderful carousel. And, you know, I'm so grateful to have these wonderful freelance writers who bring a lot of these ideas to my attention. And just the way that they are, you know, I've said this before, but you give somebody an assignment, and then the way that assignment is carried out is just, it's just remarkably astute and just remarkably intelligent, and just kind of picking up on the story and picking up on what this means for that particular region, whether it's economic development or just another way to have fun, you know, with your family. But those two stories in particular really do carry on that theme of restoration and renewal. So very, very astute of you to pick that up.
Well, the community restored carousel is in Pottstown?
Yes.
Okay, which is not that far, and plus it's halfway to a lot of good destinations I always think of. And then where's the railroad, this restored
it's
railroad steam engine?
Huntington County. Okay. I can't remember the name of the town right off the top of my head, but what a remarkable story of one family really
it's a family, not the whole town.
Well, it started out with a family purchasing this railroad that had kind of been dormant for a while. It had run excursions and had just stopped, I think, because of financial considerations, and there was a lot of restoration of buildings and obviously the railroad cars. There was a lot that needed to be done. And this gentleman sunk a ton of money into revitalizing it, but it was really, as you pointed out, the community members that volunteered their time and their energy to make this happen. The Friends of the East Broadtop, you know, grew in number, and they just came out and they did everything from painting these buildings to a lot of them had to be raised up because they had sunk into the ground.
Well, they were wood just setting on the ground. Right?
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
So down they went slowly.
Yeah. So this year, they are bringing back like special event rides, but their goal long term is to have regular excursions and regular rides that people can kind of count on to be there every weekend or, you know, whatever the schedule is going to end up being. And it's just so charming to see how it all came together and just really, really good positive news. And I love that kind of thing.
Well, the whole magazine is that. You know, this, let's get all the way back around to the mission of Susquehanna Life magazine. If you were just going to do all the community events like Sunbury River Festivals there and all the different activities and craft fairs and five pages, hundreds of them, according to Peterson's account. So, and incidentally, that's where the restoration renewal reference came from. I'm not that articulate, but he noticed it. But in any event, if it were just for community events, anybody could publish those. We have a community calendar on our website. But you really raise up our sense of place here, where we've been. So almost, in a sense, providing hope, saying, look how great we've been. Look what's great here now.
That's a really good
point.
Don't
panic.
Yeah, don't panic. All will be well again. Yeah, I think, you know, if I had to kind of look at it and see why I have this perspective, I think it's because, you know, now I've lived here 31 years, but, you know, I think I still have that kind of almost childlike view of things here, because that's really my view of the world, almost like I look at just the best of things. You know, I see a lot of people doing a lot of wonderful things, and I want everybody to know about it, you know. So we don't want to just talk about what you see every day, because there's lots of people already talking about that. So the goal is trying to uncover things that are happening that are really positive and really forward-thinking and just kind of restorative, there's that word again, that you don't already know about, and maybe you're not going to know about it unless we bring it to your attention. And, you know, I've referenced the freelance writers, but it's really important that they get their due, because they are the ones telling the stories. And again, when I send out an assignment and the story comes in and I'm reading it, I literally get goosebumps, because they're so right on. They're so on target in terms of, again, the mission of the magazine, to uncover what you don't know that's really priceless.
Well, it's like when we interview the conductor of an orchestra, you know, he or she will say, well, I keep them in time, but then all of a sudden the music starts and I'm not playing, it's them, but they do it just right at the right time, and I think it is a goosebump moment. One, you mentioned the Appalachian Trail. I think people could probably not forget about, but it certainly isn't top of the mind around here, unless you go down past Duncannon. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some references to it down there, but you call attention to things people that probably hike the whole trail don't even know. You know, things about the history that it wouldn't even exist if people hadn't said, we need a trail.
Yeah. I mean, that idea, I think one of the gentlemen quoted in the article talks about, you know, it was never the idea for people to hike the whole trail. I mean, people do that now as kind of an endeavor, but the idea was to make this trail accessible to people in urban areas so that they could just have that experience of getting out on a trail that is just, in some locations especially, so beautiful, and the vistas that you can see are just so remarkable that the creators wanted people to have that experience. And what a great idea.
All right, well, we just have a moment left, believe it or not. I think we spent half the time talking
time
about
flies.
Face masks. But, okay, well, to give folks an idea what's in the summer issue of Susquehanna Life magazine, please.
I mean, in addition to the restoration and renewal theme, we have a wonderful article by a new freelancer, Joan Wenner, about, you know, she lived in this area and I believe now lives in North Carolina, and she wanted to talk about the fragility of the river and how, you know, we finally are looking at the Susquehanna as being a resource for recreation. But, you know, along with that user experience is really the need to recognize the fragile nature of the river and the need to protect it, which, you know, I think we tend to forget sometimes. We just take it for granted. So that was kind of an interesting idea. And then another new freelancer, Jennifer Sheffield, talks about two different businesses and how they weathered the pandemic, which is kind of interesting. And then just bringing one more article to our readers' attention, you know, we all have backyards, and some of us are more happy than others in terms of what that personality of that backyard maybe shows, or maybe how you feel in your backyard. And we have this article in our Garden Shed column about different personalities that your backyard can take on, and just some ideas for maybe projects for the summer in terms of what you can end up with.
Yeah, and let your yard sort of find its way.
Yeah.
You could use this as an idea. Say, oh my gosh, you know what? I have an R&R background.
Exactly.
You know, kids don't play in it much, so it's R&R. All right, well, let's go to town with R&R. Let's not put in a volleyball pit or something like that. You,
exactly.
My lovely bride and I have a tiny backyard. We went all R&R across the board. So. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for all you're doing.
Well,
and
thank you.
For the work that you do and for taking on this fabulous project, Susquehanna Life Magazine, what, 25 short years ago?
28.
28.
But who's counting?
Boy, tick-tock, tick-tock. Well, you said you were here 31 years. I've been here 61 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Tick-tock.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you so much, Erica Shames.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it.
Erica Shames, president and publisher of Susquehanna Life Magazine. We mentioned it is Susquehanna Life Out Loud is the podcast. That's a corollary with Peterson Descano, the producer of Susquehanna Life Out Loud.